A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say we will be free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. But a slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son sets you free, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room in you. I tell you what I have seen in my Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I heard from God, Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Upon reading the gospel this morning, a memory came back. A gentleman, relatively young man, was going through the RCIA process. And he shared with me that more than halfway through, he had dabbled in all sorts of stuff. Worship of nature, calling on different deities, just about anything you can imagine. And he's going through RCIA, and he's really struggling, but he has this strong sense he's right where he's supposed to be, and this is where God has called him, and Jesus, from everything he studied, he thinks he must be authentic. But at the same time, he's drawn back to do the things that he had done before. And a class is taught on the Blessed Virgin Mary, and between classes, he goes to spend some time in prayer. And he had heard about Our Lady. He knew that she was the mother of Jesus, but he had never tried to pray to her, to enter into a relationship with her. So he goes and he invokes her, and he silences himself. And all of a sudden, he sees himself as if he was with her. And he is moved to go and kneel down before her. He said they were out in nature, and she was sitting on a log. And he just knelt down, and she takes his hands into her lap. And he said, he doesn't know how much time passed, but it was like 15 minutes. And he said she just spoke to him. And the things he said, I had to believe that it was authentic. And they were exactly what he needed to hear. And the result was a transformation of his life. And she said things to him like, she said, "My son, you must know that my son is the God of gods. And there is no other God than he." He had worshipped gods. And he realized as he was kneeling before her, the way she was seated, she was out in the middle of nature, and it was like she was the queen of earth. And he had worshipped nature. And she says, "My son, you must stop listening to the lies of Satan. They will always deceive you. My son truly is the savior of the world." And what made me think that it was authentic, well, everything he described made me think that, but especially when he said, you know, and then she started talking about my sins. You know, I'd come so far in RCA, I tried so hard to let things go, and she said, "My son, I am calling you farther. There is growth that is still necessary for you to fully embrace Jesus." And then she said, "But I want to tell you what is most important. My son, you are loved, and I love you." And that's when he realized she truly is his spiritual mother. Our Lord says, if you remain in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This guy fighting so hard to be faithful to God, to be faithful to what he felt called to do, and the truth was revealed to him, but it was little by little in the way that he was able to receive it, which is the way that God always works. He doesn't force the truth on us. He reveals it as we're able to receive it. And that will be true for every single one of us, and we all know that that's true. And in the end, God is truth. And so he's saying, if you remain in my word, you will know God, and God will set you free. And I just know in the last couple of years, for me personally, the truths that God is above all revealing is simply that the degree to which we are loved is beyond anything we could ever imagine. You know, 3 months will go by and I'll know that he loves me in a way that I didn't know that he loved me before. And it's like every few months or so I discover that more fully. And with that is the reality that his mercy is beyond anything we could ever imagine. We will come to know God, and it's the knowledge of God that frees us.